When we come to meditate, we're often invited to rest and awareness. Yet, no matter how long we meditate for, at times there will be physical bodily discomforts. So it can very much feel that we're not resting in awareness. Yet in mindfulness meditation, we're asked to bring a different attitude towards a bodily discomfort. Not to be so caught up in our usual automatic reactions against pain, understandable reactions against pain and difficulty in the body. There's a different way to be with discomfort. So this particular practice is about offering options which will allow you to explore within meditation to see how that response, that relationship with a difficulty can be eased or changed or shifted. And it's something that with time, over time, you can improve and find some release, some lessening of suffering, with the actual physical suffering itself, but even more so from the mental response that comes along with an injury or even just a minor annoying discomfort of itchiness, for instance. So the first thing is, as always, to set up the practice and with the posture. And just to say that this is the first of a two-part meditation. So there will be some options to work with in this practice, but there'll also be some different ones in part two. So yeah, with the body, however you sit in here, whether that be with the knees, with the legs crossed, on a cushion, a couple of cushions on the floor, or on a yoga block or two, perhaps. Or if you're sitting on a straight back chair, or a settee. For this practice, if it's possible, if it's not going to make things unbearable for you in any way, seeing if the spine will self-support, so there's nothing behind the back. And bringing awareness to the contact points of the body as it's supported by the cushion, the ground, the chair, sofa. Getting a real sense of being in this particular position, on this particular seat, on this particular moment of the day. And knowing that at any moment, any point of the practice, it's so normal for the mind to be elsewhere. So the body might well be sitting here cross-legged or otherwise, meditating, but the mind can be somewhere completely different in space or time, wondering what's happening next, remembering, getting really caught up in the middle of thoughts or a particular story about a narrative that's going on in our lives at the moment. We all have those. And the practice is to notice that and to remember, I'm sitting here practicing meditation, but without any feeling of getting anything wrong, not meditating well. And in fact, we're deepening our awareness. We've actually observed in the particular moment where the mind's gone and would gently and would kindly bring it back to the body sitting here. And we can bring it back to different home bases, such as the breathing. So inviting you to do that now, to come really to experience that in-breath, that next in-breath, or that next out-breath, and see if you can maintain awareness just for the next two or three breaths. And by lengthening the breath, deepening the breath, that can sometimes help bring a bit of energy, a bit of brightness into the practice. If we're feeling a little bit sleepy or dull. Noticing the body moving along with the breathing as well. In the chest and the ribcage, the tummy. Rise and the fall. Breath breathing itself. And we've been sitting here now for over 6 minutes, and it would be unusual not to have felt any sense of discomfort in the body, even if that's just a flickering irritation or itch, or if it's something a little bit harder to bear, an ache in the knee or a real difficulty in the back, for instance. And this is normal, this is part of the practice. And one of the options we can use, put into effect, without having to try too hard, or think especially hard about it, and that is to make a shift, make a physical shift in our position, in our posture, so that we might move slightly from left to right, from right to left. We might raise the shoulders and lower them. Turn the head from right to left. All within the practice itself. Noticing the thought, the intention to move, to change, the shift. The movement. And any after effects, any responses in the body or the mind from having affected that change. Being open to these responses as well. And checking into the original discomfort, which might have changed or gone, moved somewhere else. Going back just for a few moments to breathing. Maybe back to the chest or the tummy, wherever you notice the most. That slight movement. And once more, opening up to any discomfort whatsoever that you can sense in the body. Major or minor. And using a different option now. To, with the sensor of an explorer, finding out a researcher, just really bringing the mind's eye right into the middle of that difficulty. Just for a few moments. So whether it's a headache or an itch, a pain in the back, discomfort in the feet, really exploring and seeing where that discomfort starts and where it ends and what its nature is. Is it really intense? Is it throbbing? Is it barely noticeable? Just really open up to it, not doing anything but being aware. And invite you to imagine that the breath could really flow in to this area on an in-breath. and back out on an out-breath. Noticing any response to that attention, that quality of attention that you're bringing to the area of discomfort. Taking a slightly deeper breath. Once more, coming back to that more singular focus of the breathing. Might be exactly the same as how it was before, or the breath might be feeling a bit different. Neither right nor wrong, just as it is. And we'll go back into the body for one more time, and might be something completely new or different comes up for you. Or it might be the same difficulty or pain. Opening up to whatever you can notice. And working with one more option. And that is to, aware of the difficulty, now be more aware of the area around that difficulty. Or even expanding that to be the space or the air that surrounds the discomfort. Giving it a little bit of space in the mind's eye and expanding that space, that awareness, more and more. So the awareness moves out from the body to the air in the room, the space in the room. And breathing, still breathing. Aware of an in-breath flowing in, an out-breath flowing out. The space that surrounds the difficulty in the body and the difficulty itself. And as we come to the end of, towards the end of this practice, acknowledging the courage that is sometimes needed to turn towards a difficulty, but knowing that this different attitude, this different stance of being with physical pain, rather than fighting it, trying to make it go away, can be really transformative. It can really help us, of course, not just in meditation, but with physical suffering in different times of our lives. And by practicing this, by bringing some intention to use this as a core practice over maybe the next week or so, we're practicing with physical difficulty, but we're also preparing the way to help with mental, psychological difficulty, worries and concerns, fears, anxiety. So maybe bring in some intention to practice. And as we come to the end of today's practice, once more, feeling that breath, deepening and lengthening the breathing, just for two or three more deeper breaths. Letting go, letting be, as we've finished today's practice.